saying. I listen to you a lot, except when my wife's in the car, then it's music.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're getting close to summit time. Red and Gold Summit. It is set for today. Give me the meat. Today, once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs will be live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and then all the hosts join from 4 to 6. We're going to get you ready for another football season. Come on out and join the fun. It is open to the public. First come, first served. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, too. You can join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park, Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tourney. Benefits the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. It's presented by our friends at ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
Let me ask you a question. What's your favorite? I think I know your favorite hobby right now.
Golf?
Yeah. And I got limited knowledge of the sport, but I do know about reputations. So I'll bring up a guy's name, Greg Norman.
Okay.
The Shark.
Yeah.
What was he known for? Because he was a great golfer. But what was he known for?
Well, interestingly, he's known for not cashing in on majors, but he's won majors.
Yes. Oh,
he didn't not win a major.
Right. But I think his legacy is the choke job. Because for me to know that he choked,
Hold on. You're going to compare an individual sport. Greg Norman playing an individual sport against an entire field. And you're going to compare that against Kyle Shanahan, who's a coach of a football team. Like, I don't see that.
It's not the individuals. It's the result in regard to, and Kyle's in the third inning of, is he ever going to win one? Okay. My only point is, Steiny, time and time again, I feel like you're blowing past me giving Kyle his flowers. And it's a fun thing. All I want to do is see him get it done. And Steiny, right now, we can't predict the future. He's had great chances and opportunities. His team, again, he's not catching or throwing or blocking. But at the end of the day, I do start to wonder when people tell me
that. You said it was the third inning.
Right.
Third inning. That's all it is, you just said.
But I could be wrong, and it could be the sixth here in San Francisco if some reports are correct and there's pressure and they don't win.
Do you think that's true?
I don't.
Okay. So he's
not on the hot seat. But I just say he's on the hot seat of greatness.
I'm just wondering.
When you want to put him up there with Belichick Andy Reid now and Jimmy Johnson.
Like, he doesn't
Joe Gibbs.
He doesn't leapfrog Belichick because he gets one Super Bowl.
Tom Flores, Tom Landry.
So let me ask you this.
Pete Carroll.
If we were doing a talk show in 1973, you would say that you would be ripping Don Shula right now.
Okay, wow.
You would. Because he lost his first two Super Bowls, Don Shula.
Okay.
And then he coached 25 more years and he won a couple. And that's, like, I think that's the part that gets me, is if you're acknowledging it's the third inning of for Kyle Shanahan, then it's just not fair.
Right.
It's just not fair to him, I don't think.
Oh, and I got to, because something happened last, we ran out of time. Evan, if you don't mind, we were kind of, you know, and I mean this, and it's no shade at Kyle, but that McVay, how would you answer that McVay or Kyle, even though Steiny pointed out, you know, there is ownage from Kyle, but there's that one game that I believe, I'm asking you a question, I'm answering. How would you answer the McVay or Kyle question being how Steiny posed that to me?
I think Sean McVay is a better coach, but it's not just, I mean, it doesn't have to do with just one game. I just think he's a better coach.
Now, that shocked me. I didn't know that.
It's close, but I just prefer the way that Sean McVay goes about his job than Kyle Shanahan does. Like, if I have to choose, I'd take either of them. They're both incredible.
Me too.
But if you asked me to choose, I'd take McVay.
I wouldn't take Shanahan. You can't take Shanahan. He's snake bit.
Well, you're laughing and smiling.
I am. You can't take Shanahan.
I It's not just two Super Bowls. It's the NFC, the one in Philly. Hey, that, but you should have threw the flag. I'm going to let that go. But see, we can't ignore the rat on the table.
They lose. They finish the game like that in and of itself. They finish the game without a quarterback. And you're bringing up a play in the first quarter.
Had you thrown the flag, Brock might not have got hurt. The whole game would have been different. That's just my world. You throw that flag and that play's wiped out, we could be talking about Brock with no surgery.
They lost by 24 points. That, to me, is part of the unfairness. Like, and I'm not saying they're unfair, but, like, really? Like, this is what I'm saying. The criticism of Shanahan is so outside.
Nobody's calling him unbelievable. A bum, though, Steinie.
People know he's a damn good coach, man. You bring it up. He didn't throw a flag in the first quarter.
But that was a moment he needed to meet him. Some of the greatest renegades of coaches. One of the best attributes is timing.
Right. And Andy Reid had a clock management problem.
He used to. But when I hear Andy Reid, I think of no, because that means Kyle would have to do it somewhere else.
Let's go to Austin in the city. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, nothing much. I'm just want to say this about the Niners and the Super Bowl with Jimmy Z. I feel like they got cheated. Man, you can't beat the team and the referees and the league when the league is trying to find the next best jersey, the name on the back of the jersey, which is supposed to be Pat Mahomes, even though Tom Brady was still playing. But they're trying to find that next best man to run the league. And that's what the league was doing to the 49ers. They cheated the Niners. You can sit there and watch about 10 minutes of flags that was not thrown against the Chiefs. But as soon as the 49ers make a play, they throw in a flag on the 49ers. But what about the Chiefs? Y'all can't sit there and say that the Chiefs just cakewalk through the Niners. Nobody wants, the league don't want the Niners to win the Super Bowl, defense to win the Super Bowl. They don't want Jimmy G. Hey, say Jimmy G got a ring, just like Trent Dilfer and Baltimore got a ring. They don't want that. They want the high power offense, the high power quarterback or whatever the case may be. But we'll try to think about that. The Niners getting cheated in the Super Bowl.
I'll say this, Austin. He asked Steinie. I'm Mr. Conspiracy Guy on all kind of subject matters. I don't think there's one there. The Niners are a storied franchise. I don't think the NFL would have minded them winning. And I'll say this to you. I saw in 19 Bosa held more than four times. They didn't call it. What are you going to do?
Let's go to JD in San Francisco. What's up, JD? How you doing, man?
What up, fella? Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm with you a little bit on this one, Steinie. And Goo, you're right too, right? I think what we tend to look at with Kyle is, I'm with Steinie on this, is as a fan, what more can you ask for to have a competitive team every single year, right? Like, we've all played competitive sports. You was happy to know that every year your team had a chance to potentially win it. And I think for the casual fan who's probably never...
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Play sports or anything like that, and I'm not saying it's about all of them, but they don't understand how hard it is to consistently win at a high level. And you hear about guys say this all the time in the NFL and across all sports. They're like, dude, it's not easy to consistently win at a high level. And I think we tend to discredit Kyle because, again, yeah, he hasn't won it, but I parallel that with Saban in college. Saban won 3-4 titles, and it's like the minute that man doesn't win one, the ship's, like, sinking, fire saving, this, that. So it's like, as a fan, what do you want? Do you want consistency, and do you want your team to still be in it every single year with a chance to win, and which we've done since Kyle has been here? Or do you want that one-off that kind of happens, like, okay, we can solidify his career and be like, all right, well, he won one. And I think it's kind of unfair to Steinie's point that we're trying to shade Kyle and make it seem like he's not good to a certain extent because he hasn't knocked on that door. It's like the guy's been consistently winning for us every single year. And my second point is, like, we know decades are defined by certain teams winning. Like, you go through any decade of sports, it might be one or two teams that win that entire decade. I'm pretty sure there's other teams within that decade thought they were going to win, but it doesn't always end up happening that way. It's like you get a one-off, but it's not always the thing.
It's hard. It's hard to win a Super Bowl.
And that's why I hope you don't think your partner or anybody else out there is taken for granted. When you get there, that's why you want the best, obviously, result, because you can't just assume, and you can play your John Lynch to Kawakami answer, that they're going to get back. That's all, Steiny. And to me, there's no – you could say, hey, Goo, why do you love sports? You didn't ask, but if you did – Steiny, even since a kid, the ultimate is to win a championship.
Right.
And not everybody gets to experience that.
Right. And there are greats who never won titles.
Coaches and players.
What about Kyle Shanahan's record against Sean McVay is 9-4. But he didn't win the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I guess I'll just flip it on you and say, would you rather have the 9-4 and that one loss be where it was at? Or would you rather be 4-9 and have the victory?
That's a good question. Because
the 4-9.
Well, that's a good question, because had the 49ers lost those games to the Rams, they might never have made the playoffs in the first place those years. Mm-hmm. Didn't one of those years they get in on the last play of the game at Seattle?
That was for the division, but yeah.
Right, but that gave them...
Right.
Had they lost those games to the Rams, they wouldn't have made the playoffs that year. Mike in Oakland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm just listening. And I'm not a Niner fan, but I'm a fan of the game. And the Raiders, the years John Madden, as great as he was, it took him like 10 years to win. He was so close so many times. You know, and people have forgotten about that, man. Winning the Super Bowl is tough. They had to go through Miami, Pittsburgh. Those teams were great teams. So sometimes you just run into a team at the wrong time and too many times. But eventually the 49ers will get over. That's just my opinion. Thank you, fellas. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
888-957-9570 is the number. Talking about Kyle Shanahan, choke artist, never win a big one.
And we can talk all we want to, we're blue in the face. We have no earthly idea what this season that starts with the Jets Monday night here, how that kicks off this season. Steiny, this could be the most difficult season of them all.
You know what? We've got a winner.
Thanks. I'm talking about on
the Xfinity mobile text line.
Good Lord.
This is a winner. This is brilliant. You know what's harder than winning a Super Bowl?
Tell me.
Getting there. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. You see what he's saying there? Because it's going to take you 18 games to get there. Mm-hmm. Oh, they lost a couple coin flips in the Super Bowl. Don't hold against
them. But it was Mahomes.
It was Mahomes.
So don't even show what you had.
It was Mahomes.
You held them to 3 points at half. Offense, do something for me. And that's my forte.
That's Purdy's not good enough.
If I'm Kyle.
Purdy wasn't good enough.
I don't buy that.
Well, then why didn't they win?
The offense didn't show up.
Offense. Who's responsible for the offense?
Hello.
The quarterback.
No, Kyle.
The quarterback.
Who's responsible for the quarterback?
You expected Brock Purdy to beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl in his first year.
See, all that
first year as a starting quarterback.
Yes, it does matter. Steiny, the game went overtime. And they had a chance to kill the Chiefs, and they didn't.
And you know why Mahomes won in overtime?
Tell me.
Because he had more experience.
No, because Bosa kept flying off the edge, diving, and they tricked him.
Because Patrick Mahomes has played enough football to know that he could get Bosa to bite there and get a first down, but Brock Purdy didn't pick up a blitz, maybe because he's only played 20 games. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
The town.
What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'd rather have Shanahan over for McVay because he just beat him more times at the end of the day, and it's very difficult to go to the Super Bowl, man. I don't know why my Niner fans, they act like, you know, Jim Harbaugh won 3 Super Bowls and Kyle Shanahan, he's been in last place every year he's been here. I don't know why it's like that, but at the end of the day, man, Shanahan, we trust. He's going to get over the hump eventually. He got the team to do it. You know, and like, yeah, we face Mahomes in the Super Bowl, but it's like, I mean, it's not like Brock Purdy's facing Mahomes in a game of 21 or a pump, pass, and kick contest. He has teammates too. It's 11-on-11, so he has a chance to beat any quarterback as long as he plays his game. So, at the end of the day, man, we got a stacked team. Shanahan, excellent play call. He'll get over the hump, y'all. I promise you that.
Okay, thanks. Antonio promises.
Yeah. Well,
so that's
if you
good.
Had a gun to my head right now, Steiny, and said, hey, you think Kyle's going to win one as a Niner head coach? I would bet yes. But you just wonder, and we don't know, nor do we control, when that, you know, has that best opportunity happened? Will he even get back to a Super Bowl?
I guess what I'm saying is, like, I would say, don't take this the wrong way. Didn't you learn anything from Andy Reid? Making a judgment on him after 8 years, 10 years, 12 years.
Right.
Do you not think that coaches can't improve? Do you not think that coaches...
Of course they can.
Okay. So...
Niner fans don't want that model here because when you say, tell me
the point is you didn't think he was a great coach.
Oh, no,
just
no,
because
no.
He didn't win a Super Bowl.
But I argued with you that day. I called him Greg Norman. I called him a choke.
Right.
And I bypassed him doing what.
But why did you do that?
Because on the big stage, he couldn't get his Philly team, who I thought had some great talent, to the promised land.
Maybe he improved his clock management skills over the course of his career.
Yeah. Or he got a guy named Patty Mahomes.
Yeah. Or he got a guy named Patrick Mahomes. Like, do you think I don't think Andy Reid wins a Super Bowl last year with the 49ers. If Kyle Shanahan had the Chiefs, I think they would have won.
Now, that's interesting. Wow. I think maybe, is that 3rd and 4, you know, something to Debo. You know, there were plays where I'm watching McCaffrey in motion on 3rd and short, and I'm like, why is he not getting the rock? I don't know, but he's so brilliant offensively. That was enticing.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont's in Oakland. What's going on, Lamont? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So, just want to say this real quick, man. So, Steiny, like, I'm confused because it's like you're kind of speaking out to both sides, because at one minute you blaming the team and Purdy for not getting the Super Bowl, but then at the same time you saying that he's a great coach. So what is he great at? I'm confused. Like, what is he actually responsible for? It doesn't sound like he's responsible for anything in this conversation. Like, I haven't heard one thing he's actually responsible for that we're vouching for him getting to all these Super Bowls. And my thing is this. The reason why we're discussing it is because he's getting so close. If he wasn't so good, we wouldn't be discussing how close the reasons why it might not be happening.
Right?
And so I don't think it's fair to kind of just say, like, well, we're discussing it like he lost it. Well, if they weren't getting this far, there would be nothing to discuss, right? We wouldn't be able to talk about how close they are. But the other thing, too, is that let's just say, yeah, let's just entertain the fact that he doesn't have a quarterback, all right? Who picked the quarterbacks? Trey Lance. It was a blown draft pick. Couple years ago, right? Jimmy Garoppolo. These are decisions that he made, or is that out of his hands too? And that's just Lynch. Like, what is he actually responsible for then? Like, I'm confused because we're vouching for him in some way, but like, I'm not saying I think he's a good coach, but can we pinpoint what you think he's responsible for? Because it seems like everything is not his deal. That's all.
I'll tell you what
I'm trying to figure out.
To me, what he's responsible for is taking over a team after Jim Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. Tearing it down his first 2 years, and then being super successful for the next 5 years, with the exception of 1 year. Like, that to me is what he's done here. This, what were they under? 1-15? They were 1-15, and I get it. Maybe Chip Kelly was a terrible coach. Probably was. But that, and here's the other thing. Like, I guess I would say to this, like, I feel like you all are trying to have it both ways by trying to maintain that Kyle's a great coach, but just holding it against him that after 7 years of coaching, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. After just 7 years of coaching.
See that?
I would say, you know, man up and just say you want him fired.
No, Stoney.
Exactly.
It's not that. It's insulting that you think that. That's how I'm taking it. There's a difference between good and great. And I think
in your mind, it's a Super Bowl. Period.
No, end of story. About when you're on the highest leverage of situations that you can tap in to what makes you good. That makes you great. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, you're blaming the players, but Kyle is responsible for the players just like a parent is responsible for their children. And if you raise good kids and they're successful, 9 out of 10 times, the parents get credit for doing a great job. And if it's the other way, and I'm not saying it's always that way, then the parents are responsible for not doing certain things. Steiny, it's assumed that Kyle is getting the credit for being good. People want to know, why is he not capping it off?
And I would say,
it's early.
To even say he's not capping it off is a freaking joke. That's what I would say.
So you don't judge him in the Super Bowl then? There's no critique?
Not yet. I look at Kyle Shanahan as a guy who's in his 8th year as a head coach.
But I can look at you right now and say he may never coach another Super Bowl again.
That's right. So he might not.
So we got to focus and coach and critique him on that stage as if he may never get back. Because that's a reality. Some not only never get there, some may not get back.
Right. And you think a guy who's never gotten there is a better coach than a guy who gets there and loses. Like, I get that. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
This was about Kyle.
Right.
So I'm critiquing all day long about him on the biggest stage.
You're not critiquing 12-5 the last 3 years. You're critiquing one game.
Well, it's two now.
Two and that's what you do. Like, two games. Two games is your sample size. Like, I don't think that's fair. I don't. That's all.
You are special, man.
I don't think a guy is snake-bitten because he's lost two Super Bowls, not to mention to a guy who is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. Doesn't mean they didn't have a shot at it. But I think it's one of those things that in 10 years, we'll look back and be like, how did we think that Purdy in his second year was going to beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl? Like, I mean, he's Jordan, essentially. And that,
well, you don't
and you
put
know
him
what?
Away.
And that is another part of it. I do look at, they lost two Super Bowls. You're damn right, to me it matters that it was Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'll tell you this. How would history have been written, Steiny? And how would we look at the Chiefs had the Niners had Kyle beat Andy on that stage twice? And I'll just say this.
Well, he
forget
didn't.
The status
That's my
of the,
point.
The Tom Brady beat him. They dominated Andy and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Now, I know there were injuries, but that happened. It's not like they can't lose the Chiefs.
Of course it's not like they can't lose, but Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls his first 6 or 7 yeah. years in the league or whatever it is. Uh-huh. And the 49ers, you're using a quarter. I got to go. We got Summit time coming up in 4 o'clock. If you want to get to Fremont Bank at 2, you can. 4, all the hosts join, and that's when the fireworks start. On 95.7, The Game.
Ooh, I love you. I love you. Oh, no.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Mike Ditka, great coach?
Yes, sir.
Because he took the greatest team in football that's ever been, and they won a Super Bowl. He just did what he had to do.
Well, he didn't have the. I love Jim McMahon. Shout out BYU. He didn't have the best quarterback, but they got it done.
But they had something special.
Yeah.
That team might have been the greatest team in history.
Defensively.
Well, they also had maybe the greatest running back in history, didn't they?
Shout out Walter. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ken in San Francisco. What's up, Ken? How you doing?
How you doing? What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Listen, I just wanted to bring two things to the conversation. The first was particular to you, Steiny. How do you view Shanahan after having been called a genius? How would you view his performance compared to Marv Levy, who was in the Super Bowl 4 years in a row?
I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, that was 40 years ago. Do you want me to say he's not as good or he's better? I'm not sure.
No,
like I don't know.
We're talking about terms of when we talk in terms of being, you know, an adequate coach or being a genius, like he's been referred to. How would you compare the two? Because Levy did go to four Super Bowls in a row, and how's he remembered now?
Well, he's remembered as a guy who lost four Super Bowls, obviously.
Is he viewed as an exceptional coach, a good coach, or?
I think he's a real good coach.
He viewed?
Yeah, he's one of the greats, I think.
I see. Okay. And the other would be particular to those of us who were native San Franciscans. It's really painful to view the 49ers in the current state that they are because we're basically viewed right now, I think, like the 90s Bills.
Hmm. How so?
After having lost three in a row, it's kind of painful after having a franchise that was the state of the art through the 80s and even through the 90s to have lost three in a row after being 5-0, the first team to go 5-0. And now having to digest three in a row is kind of painful.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So Kyle's paying the price for Jim Harbaugh.
Well,
he said we lost three in a row.
Right. That was one of them, but Kyle's lost two.
Right.
Yeah. But I get what he's saying, Stoney, because he sounded like he was old enough to know, you know, we had the good times when we won the, when we got there, we won. And now it's been, you know, three in a row. Not all Kyle's fault, but you do wonder. Like, Steiny, I guess, you know.
If you really wonder.
How long are they going to
really,
be
if
great?
You really doubt that Kyle Shanahan can get it done, can win a Super Bowl, why wouldn't you fire him?
And
if that's what you really, really think.
Well, we're not there yet.
Exactly. Because he's only been the coach for 7 years. He's 44. Manny's in San Mateo. I've just seen this done too many times, and we end up looking foolish with guys that we say will never win it, and then they end up winning it. Manny.
What's up, Steiny? What's up, Goot? Thanks for taking my call, guys. So, look, I'm going to say before I make my point that I don't think we could find a better coach than Kyle right now unless Bill Belichick came out of retirement. But I will say, you know, last season's Super Bowl, I don't put that on Kyle. That was just, you know, like Goose said, we held him to three. Our defense did our thing. The ball bounces off the Daryl Luter's leg, and they recover inside the 10. They put up their first touchdown of the game. I mean, a bounce this way. I think that Kyle carries that stigma because he gets a little tentative in the later quarters, or he gets this tunnel vision where he stops running the ball, or he starts throwing the ball too much, or, you know, things of that nature. So it's a little tentativeness, I think, why he gets that stigma. I think Kyle is a great play caller, but he's not a great coach until he wins a Super Bowl, especially with this roster. And I will say that if this year, barring any catastrophic injuries to any of our star players, with this roster, I don't care how hard it is to get there and you know, you got to go through the regular season and playoffs and all that stuff. If he can't get it done this year, I can't defend him anymore. And that's all I got to say, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're defending him at all anyway.
Well, he's saying Calipari's done. He won and done.
But again, I can't defend. I can't. If they don't win it this year, I can't defend him anymore.
Well, that's him. I'm even not saying that. But all it is if not now, obviously it wasn't. If not when or way back, just when will it happen here? Because you talked about it, the disease of me, the sacrifices, the talent that you're going to lose because you can't pay everybody.
Well, that's the other thing.
All that's coming.
Like, even there, you said, when will they win it? Like, when you say, when are they going to win it? It assumes you're going to win it. Like, I wouldn't even ask that question. Like, you might not win it. There's a lot of teams that don't win it. There's a lot of coaches that don't win it. And I'm not saying we should be happy with that. But the mere fact that we're saying, well, when's he going to win a Super Bowl? Well, who's to say he's ever going to? I don't know if he's going to or not.
Well, nobody wants to hear that, Steiny. 49er fans.
Yeah, I mean.
Everything is based on assuming they're going to be a player. It's starting this year.
Well, let's let the year play out. What if they don't have any injuries and they're just not very good?
Oh, man. Then, again, I don't know how much you would have to see or when we could honestly look each other in the face and say, you know what, Goo? They probably had their best chance to win one with this current team roster.
And maybe he'll have another iteration of the team in 2 years, in 4 years, in 6 years. Steiny, we're just saying now is the time. Yeah, they got a good shot at it this year. But they'll be next year and next year after that. And again, like Kyle Shanahan, to me, I look at Kyle Shanahan, he's coached for 7 years.
Right.
He's been a head coach for 7 years. And I think his success has been off the charts. And I'm not, like, two losses in a Super Bowl, just the way it goes sometimes.
And
I'm not
the
making
NFC championship
and,
losses.
And, like, Kyle Shanahan, like, I've never really understood this, too. It's like, so just, like, it doesn't matter if Kyle Shanahan is a better coach. Like, he could win the Super Bowl this year and say, you know, that was my worst coaching job in my tenure here as the 49ers. I don't think I did a very good job. But if they win it,
he's in a hole. Like, you could say and mean it.
Right.
But the bottom line is what the world will do with that win is put you somewhere this prestigious.
I think he's somewhere prestigious right now. I think he's one of the best coaches in the game. Like, is he a better coach than Mike McCarthy?
I would just say this to that. One of them is a Super Bowl winning coach. So I'll leave that. I'm never going to disrespect a guy or gal that's won a chip to somebody that has had an opportunity and hadn't. But right now, there's an obvious answer to that question. But when it's all said and done, Donnie, what would we be doing to Mike in the game of football or sports if we were to say Kyle's a better coach than McCarthy and he's got a Super Bowl victory?
Well, I think he is a better coach than McCarthy. I don't, like, if... Like, your list of the greatest coaches starts with, it's a Super Bowl list of victories but by coaches. I don't necessarily think that's how I would rank coaches. I mean, like, it's...
I think
Don Nelson's a better coach than Joe Mazzulla. You know what I mean? I just do. And, yeah, Mazzulla won a title last year.
And he hadn't been coaching hardly at all, so...
Right.
Some people might double back. I'm not saying I feel that way and be like, dude, how do you get that? You know, like, is that personal?
Is what personal?
You saying that Don Nelson's better than Mazzulla when he's won a chip and he's fresh in his career.
Well, I would say, when did Don Nelson ever have the best team in the NBA? Like, that's how I... like.
But that's the one thing about this Kyle conversation, Matt, is he's riding the fastest horse.
You think so?
What do you mean I think so? Everybody's talked about the Niners roster being top tier. I mean, come on, man. If we had a dollar for every different person, we just had Matt Barrows on. He said it.
They've been the best team. They've been one of the top two teams
since
in the
19.
NFC. Right, but they can't get by Kansas City. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, they can't get by past the Rams in the championship game. They can't get past the Eagles.
Okay.
Well, it's not just the Chiefs.
Right. Right. Yeah. 7 years into his career. 888. Oh, no. We got a crossover next. We got the crossover next.
Yay.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive through and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.